Estamos aí. Posso? Ok. Good morning, colleagues. Welcome to the Assembly of the Republic. I am Cristina Correia and the head of the Parliamentary Committee Support Division. My task today, a grateful one, is introducing Mr. Albin de Azevedo Soares, who has been our Secretary General since the beginning of 2014. During these years, he has always been engaged in parliamentary cooperation, not only participating in the annual meetings of the Secretaries General of the European Union Parliaments, but also providing us, officials, with the necessary tools to fulfill our jobs regarding EU affairs. In fact, we have been represented in Brussels and actively participating in the IPEX and also in the IPEX board since 2007-2008. This continuity is only possible when and if your Secretary General recognizes the importance of the Parliament's involvement in the EU matters. Luckily, this is our case, and this is also why Mr. Azevedo Soares has accepted happily the challenge of being here with us today. So without further delay, Mr. Secretary General, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Cristina. Good morning. We would like to welcome you all, the members of the COSAC Secretariat, to this virtual visit to our Parliament, the Assembleia da República. Unfortunately, due to the restrictions imposed by the pandemic situation, it's not possible to have you here with us today to visit our Parliament and to visit Lisbon before the Portuguese presidency starts on the 1st of January. This is the fourth Portuguese presidency, but in all the previous ones, we have organized the two COSAC meetings. Last time, in 2007, we had, for the first time, a Portuguese Parliament official detached in Brussels to be part of the COSAC Secretariat. After that, we decided it was important to have a more effective connection with the European institutions and placed permanently someone inside the Eurobubble, our permanent representative. The team working for the parliamentary dimension of this presidency counts on focal points from all divisions of the Assembleia da República. The Assembleia da República has, besides all the focal points, a structure to deal with the president's events-related issues, preparation of meetings, logistical procedures, platforms to be used, social activities, graphic image of the presidency, its website, and so on. I am talking about the coordination of the parliamentary dimension of the presidency, held by Maria Teresa Paulo and João Coelho, both appointed by the Secretary General. They will address to you later on this related COSAC issues, presenting also the venues predicted for the meetings. To prepare the COSAC meetings, we have, of course, besides the coordination, two European Union affairs-oriented teams, one working from Brussels and one working from Lisbon. The team in Brussels includes our permanent representative and our representative at the COSAC Secretariat. I am talking of Bruno and Catarina, who you already know. The team in Lisbon includes the advisors and the assistant of the European Affairs Committee, as well as our former representative that some of you might know from Brussels, Cristina Correia, acting now as the head of the Parliamentary Committee Support Division. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced us to adapt to new circumstances and new ways to develop our work. From the very first moment, the Assembleia da República found new formats that allowed the current work to continue even during the imposed lockdown. The same happened with the interparliamentary cooperation. With the new digital tools, we were able to keep the share of good practices between the national parliaments and ensure continuous series of meetings in different interparliamentary fora where parliamentarians had the opportunity to discuss the most pressing issues of the European Union during this period. This was also a challenge for the Portuguese Parliament, to think ahead and prepare the parliamentary dimension in all possible scenarios, including the VTC meetings that will unfortunately prevail during our presidency. I expect this meeting, in spite of its virtual format, I think it's the first time the COSAC Secretariat does a virtual visit instead of a physical one, but I expect this meeting might be useful for you to get to know more about our Parliament and how we are working on preparing the parliamentary dimension and, above all, the COSAC meetings. I hope you had the chance to navigate through the virtual visit of our Parliament that has been previously sent to you, and I hope you enjoyed it, and most of all, I hope we can have you here in person sometime soon. I wish you a nice and useful meeting, and once again, welcome to our Parliament, welcome to the Assembleia da República.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Just before giving the floor to my colleagues, I would like to address also a few words. As you already know, for sure, we are planning 11 interparliamentary meetings. This will be a major challenge for a small parliament like ours. So, as you will hear from our coordinator, Teresa, all the services are engaged in this challenge. And this is really completely true. But nonetheless, please allow me to highlight the role of the parliamentary committees and, of course, of the role of the officials, my colleagues, supporting these meetings in all these adventures. In fact, 10 of our 14 standing committees are involved in this parliamentary dimension of the presidency. This means that 50 of our, out of our 60 officials are working in this division and are going to be engaged in this activity, and this in addition to all their ordinary duties. Two of them, an advisor, João, that will be with you during this morning, and the secretary, are also part of the coordination team. It is easy for you to imagine that this will be a different semester for all of us. It represents supplementary amount of work, but hopefully it will also mean some fun, a lot of teamwork, and a chance of professional growth. You will also hear throughout the morning how COVID-19 is forcing us to undertake double planning, an extra effort which makes us not give up, but has led us to new ways of doing things, to new perspectives on reality. It has been, in fact, a challenge of resilience in times of what we now call the new normal. And now, well, the organization of this meeting that we are having just now is a good example of how we can still do our jobs despite the difficulties. I will now give the floor to my colleagues from the European Affairs Committee. And only, as you have heard from Mr. Secretary General, we have the Brussels team and the Lisbon team. The European Affairs Committee here in Lisbon has an assistant, Vanessa, and three legal advisors, Elodie, Liliane, and Gonçalo. Together with Bruno and Catarina, they are a significant part of the dream team from the committee support division that will make things happen, that will allow you to have the two COSACs, either virtually or hopefully in May and June, in presence here in Lisbon. So before leaving, I hope you allow me a special greeting to Tanya and Kenneth. It was good to see, well, Tanya I didn't have the chance to see, but I saw Kenneth on screen some minutes ago, and it was very good to see you again, although virtually. I hope to meet you all here in Lisbon as soon as possible. Hopefully in May and June we can be all together. And until then, stay safe and allow me also to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And now, colleagues from the European Affairs Committee, the floor is yours. Before that, Bruno will take the floor. Thank you very much. Bruno, the floor is yours.
Hello, colleagues, again. So I will now take out my German mask to address you. Many thanks to Christine and to our Secretary General for opening this meeting. I will just say a few words just to frame this meeting. We really wanted to have this meeting, as you can imagine. We wanted to welcome you here in Lisbon, but as it has been often repeated, it's not possible. It's even a bit foggy today in Lisbon, so you're not missing out on the sun. The purpose of this meeting is so that we can get to know each other. We know each other, the Brussels gang, like our chairman refers to me and Catarina, but we would like you to know also the colleagues and Cristina, who's steering the committee's work, also our team that coordinates the presidency, all the organizational aspects of it. But we would also like you to put names to faces of those that you'll have to deal with at the European Affairs Committee, because we think that the more we get to know each other, the better you will understand how we will organize things and run things during the semester, because we are a small team, as you can imagine. I think there's a mix of veterans like myself and young, bright talents like Catarina, Elodie, Gonçalo, Liliane, and Vanessa. And I think that this mix will produce a good result. As you might know by now, we are really committed to doing things in a good, constructive, inclusive way with all of you. Times are really challenging, but we will try to live up to the standards. Myself, I've been in Brussels. This is the third presidency in a row. With Finland, it was just a little bit, but we will try to live up to the standards of both the Croatian and the German presidencies, the two that took the biggest toll with this pandemic and had to adapt really, really fast. Croatia halfway through it, and Germany with the unforeseeable 3 months ahead, let's do it physically, let's do it virtually. It was quite a challenge, and that you really overcome. Catarina will say a few words. You know that we will now have this part, and the idea of this first part is so that the colleagues from the European Affairs Committee explain a little bit how they are preparing for COSAC, the meetings. Then our chair will also join us to say a few words. You can also ask a few questions if you want. He's a very approachable person. Then we will have, there's a break before the chair. And then our colleagues, Maria Teresa and João, will briefly go through what we have in the cards for you to visit when you come to Lisbon, ideally in May. This is my wishful thinking. We have some good animated surprises for you today. Let's hope it works. Let's hope all the IT dimension of these works. And then in the end, we'll have what we would call gently our internal cuisine about the preparation of the chairperson's meeting in Troika, an internal meeting of the secretariat that I will also join, so that we can go briefly through the next days of our work, aiming at the 7th of January and then the 11th. So without further ado, I will now give the floor to Katarina so that she can take it from here. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Can I look at the screen so I can see? Okay. But now I can see some of you through the screen. Hi from Lisbon. Hope everyone is doing great. So I think I'm just saying, I will just say a few words, and then my colleague Elodie from the European Affairs Committee will have the floor, and after that maybe you can have a little debate, you can ask some questions, maybe introduce yourself so everyone here in the room can know who you are and associate some faces to the names that we are always talking about. So as you know, we have been preparing the presidency for quite some time. I was an advisor at the European Affairs Committee before I moved to Brussels, and we have done some trainings on EU affairs and presidency issues. We have prepared a lot of materials, also COSAC related, so we can have some background to offer, some information to offer to anyone who wants to know more about the presidency, about this parliamentary dimension, about COSAC. And since the beginning of September, I'm with you in Brussels, but still working closely to the European Affairs Committee with my colleagues that are essential on all this, this presidency-related issues, especially COSAC-related issues, and they make this link to our chair, to our committee, to the political validation of all the programs, the agendas, the invitations. Every material that we are producing is always validated by the committee, and they have a quite important role on this. But I think it's better to hear from them what they are doing, what they've been doing. So Elodie, you have the floor.
Hello. First of all, good morning. We probably have exchanged emails already, but we haven't met formally. My name is Elodie Rocha. I am a legal advisor to the European Affairs Committee here at the Assembleia da República, along with my colleagues Liliane Sanches da Silva, Vanessa Garcia, and Gonçalo Sousa Pereira. I am also the focal point for the parliamentary dimension of the Portuguese presidency, as well as the advisor to COSAC meetings. As Katarina said before, the European Affairs Committee has been preparing the parliamentary dimension for some time. In January, we visited the European institutions in Brussels, the European Parliament, the European Commission, and the Portuguese Permanent Representation to the European Union, together with colleagues from other parliamentary committees who will also be participating in meetings and conferences that will take place during the presidency. The aim was to get more acquainted with current European issues and stakeholders. In order to prepare ourselves, we attended various courses regarding the presidency. In May, June, and September, we attended a course coordinated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the European Commission. In October, we attended a seminar for officials of the Portuguese Parliament organized by the European Institute of Public Administration. And more recently, we attended a business English course to refresh our language skills. We also participated in training, namely of interpreters and translators, to explain the work and composition of the European Affairs Committee. Furthermore, we prepared a number of material on the presidency, such as background notes on the interparliamentary conferences, and in particular, and for COSAC, questions on the presidency, specifically on the parliamentary dimension, glossaries, quizzes, and other content to be made available to citizens and also on our future website, which I believe my colleagues from the coordination team will also speak about later. Our main task is to make the bridge between all presidency matters and our chairman, and also the members of the European Affairs Committee. Regarding COSAC, using examples from previous meetings and also with the help of Bruno and Caterina, we prepared a list of possible themes and speakers, moderators for COSAC meetings. Initially, we projected a physical scenario, but as the pandemic situation evolved, we realized that we would have to plan for both formats, physical and virtual. We then drafted programs for the presidential troika, the chairperson's meeting, the plenary meeting, as well as for the outline of the questionnaire, the reports. After validation from our chairman, these draft programs were then submitted to the members of the European Affairs Committee. And once approved, we started working on the invitation letters to speakers and from the President of the Assemblée de la République and the chairman to their counterparts of other parliaments, national parliaments of the European Union, as well as to members of the presidential troika. We also started working on the background notes for the sessions of the meetings. Firstly, chairperson's meeting. This procedure will be used for each meeting and conference that we organize. More recently, we had a presentation from our colleagues in the coordination team on the presidency website in a European Affairs Committee meeting, trying to keep the members up to date with any development. And we also assisted our chairman on the making of a small welcome video for the website, inviting all to participate in COSAC. That's all I have to say for now. Any questions? I am available for answers. Thank you.
Okay, maybe Gonzalo and Leanne can introduce, I don't know, just for to associate the faces to the names.
Hello, good morning, colleagues. I'm Gonzalo Sousa Pereira, a new advisor of the European Affairs Committee. And I'm very happy to work with you. I hope next year, as Christina told us in May, we can be physically together. Many success. Thank you.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. My name is Liliane Sanchez da Silva. And as Gonçalo said, we hope to see you soon here. Thank you.
Trying to get our assistant from the European Affairs Committee here too, because she has a very important role on all the technical issues. It's our saver on this.
Now I'm blushing, so. Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm the assistant of the European Affairs Committee, sorry. And I wasn't prepared for this, so thank you very much. And hope to see you soon.
Okay, so keep this name and this face in mind because she's the one calling the shots. So yes, now we would like to ask you for a tour de table so that you can maybe introduce yourselves and also give some of your background. And we would also love to hear on your expectations regarding the Portuguese presidency. So maybe we can start by Kenneth and then outgoing presidency, Tania, Germany, and then Masha of Chirk, who is learning a lot from these meetings, I hope. So, Kenneth, if you may, thank you.
Is it okay? Okay. So, first of all, it was very nice to see Christina again. I still remember when I last met her, it was some party. And so it's nice to see her again, even though only virtually. I am Kenneth Kurmi, the permanent member for the last year, basically, on the COSAC Secretariat. And I will be working with closely with Bruno, but even more closely with Caterina. I think we're extremely busy. It seems you had lots of things going on for you, even going to language courses. That's very interesting. What everyone will be looking forward to during your presidency, and this is why you will have a certain quite a task on your hand is some improvements when it comes to holding these meetings via video conference. Hopefully we can master this new way of meeting. Hopefully we won't need it for the plenary, but at least for now we can learn from the experience of our past colleagues. Now we already had two presidencies dealing with the video conferencing. You will be the third, and therefore you have some need to prove basically that we are indeed learning from the past and going forward. And I'm sure you will. You are quite well prepared, and I look forward to your meeting. Thank you.
Hello everybody. I'm Tanja Babic. I'm the representative of the Croatian Parliament to the European Parliament, and also a Croatian member of the Kozak Troika. And it's very nice to see some familiar faces, and maybe some of you in Lisbon already remember me. I was there, I think, at the beginning of the year for the seminar you organized for the preparations of your presidency. When we met in January, we definitely both our presidency and yours and the Germans didn't look like what it turned out to be at the end. And this is why I would, knowing how difficult it was to adjust very fast to the situation, I just would like to wish you all the best regarding this. And I would also like to offer, if you would need any, assistance or just the exchange of ideas on how we did certain things, we are, of course, me and my colleagues are at your disposal. And as regard what Kenneth mentioned regarding the improvement of some of the meetings, the only thing which what came to mind is a list of speakers maybe to be published or sent by emails in advance. We did it in some sort of an informal format, sending it by email in I think Excel table a day before. But just from my experience from following the recent meetings, it could be useful for the members just to know when they are going to take the floor. So this is something which, and it was also mentioned by several other colleagues during our meeting last year. So this is only one point that I would like to advise regarding the organizational part. And well, I can say on behalf of my colleagues and my chair, they very much welcome that you are continuing to having informal meetings with the commissioners. And I can already tell you by now that my chair highly appreciates the meeting with Commissioner Kyriakidis, which you announced on Wednesday. At least from my side and from our parliament, it's highly appreciated that you are also continuing with this format. So for now, this is all, but if you would have any questions, both for the current presidency and the Slovenian presidency, we are, of course, at your disposal.
Germany, I don't know who wants to start.
Good morning, everybody. I cannot see Svenja, so I'm taking the liberty to take the floor first. My name is Masha Peters. Very nice to see you all. And well, I will keep it a bit more brief, I think, but I certainly want to thank you for this very ambitious and formidable agenda for today. We had organized a meeting for the COSAC Secretariat in Berlin at the end of June. But of course, in the end, it couldn't take place. And since we were caught a bit in the midst of the whole pandemic, we did not manage to set up such an ambitious meeting that I'm sure is going to be very, very useful for all of us. And it's been very good to put some faces to the names. And we're very much looking forward to working with you in the months to come. And hopefully can also be of help to you in this very special endeavor. I very briefly on personally, I joined the COSAC secretariat and on the part of the German Bundestag, one of our two chambers, back in December. So my the chairperson's meeting in Zagreb in January was actually my first big event, and I will stay as a member to the COSAC secretariat until the end of June next year, together with my dear colleague Svenja, whom I still cannot see, but I would actually like to pass on the word to her. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope everyone can see and hear me. It is great to see you all. I'm Svenja. I'm a lawyer by profession, working for the German Bundesrat since 1 year in the function as a member of the COSAC secretariat, obviously, and also as the national representative of the Bundesrat to the EU, as well as an advisor to the EU committee. So I'm based in Berlin, also doing committee work. I am very happy to hear about your plans. Thank you for taking the time. We know the challenges that you are coping with, the double planning, taking all possible scenarios in mind. And I can just say we wish you all success, all the best, and your plans sound very structured, very organized, very ambitious. We are looking forward to it, and of course, I can just also add that we are happy to share our experience about the virtual formats we had, and we are, of course, at your disposal, and appreciate also that you're taking or continuing the informal formats with the commissioners. So that's from my side. I'm very happy to see you all and best of luck.
Thank you. Now, first Masha, and then last but by no means least, Vivi from the European Parliament.
Okay, so yes, thank you for this kind introduction. It's always nice to put names to faces, makes things a lot easier, especially in these days. So I'm Mašo Cvirk. I come from the Slovenian National Assembly, and I will be US member of the COSAC Secretariat. I previously worked at the Committee on European Affairs at the National Assembly. And regarding my expectations, I don't have any doubt that you all will do an excellent job, and I only hope to learn a lot from your experiences and use some of your good practices also for our presidency that's coming up after yours. I agree with much that has been said regarding some improvements that have been mentioned, especially regarding the speakers list. And I would also say that I know the struggle with double planning. We've also been having issues putting a lot of work into that. But all in all, I wish you all the best, and I'm looking forward to working with you all.
Vivi. Hi.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Bruno and all colleagues. Thank you for giving me the floor. I would also like to thank you for this meeting. It's extremely important also to have a face for the people that are running things in Lisbon. I have very good signs of a very successful presidency. I can say already I appreciate very much, and the whole team in the European Parliament, how timely and detailed and good input you give us, and your program is looks very good and has this let's say European approach that we very much appreciate in the European Parliament. Nothing more to say than best of luck there, and I'm sure despite the challenges you have, you'll have a very good presidency. Just a couple of words for me. I joined the COSAC team in June. The COSAC team actually in July with the German presidency, taking over from my colleague that maybe some of you know, Luis Balcelis. So I'm relatively new in COSAC, but quite old in the European Parliament since 2004. And before I was in the committee secretariat, like most of you, working in the Internal Market and Consumer Protection Committee of the European Parliament. I'm Greek from a nationality that's not obvious, of course, for me, so I say that. And would be lovely to meet you also in person in May. Thank you.
So now we have still a couple of minutes before we have a short break to give time for our chair to arrive and land next to us. So I don't know if you have any questions at this stage, if there's any comment or remark that you would like to make, or if we move directly into the break, have a cup of coffee and come back in 15 minutes. Let me know.
Just one thing, Bruno, can I take the floor?
Yeah.
Basically, we have already seen most of the things that relate to your meeting. So we have received the outline and the agenda. So we have already discussed via email, as you all know. So I think we can safely say that we're good on that side. The only thing that sort of worries me a bit is the registrations themselves. Could you just tell us how they are going? Have you received plenty of them? Because so far, I've seen that there are some people having some trouble registering, technical issues, but also some other people, as I have sent you just today, might already be on leave right now. And since the meeting will be held just after the holiday break, I'm hoping that they will manage to register. But if you could tell us about this, how the registrations, have you received a lot so far?
Yes, maybe I will ask Teresa or João to say a few words on this.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. We could probably get you the current number of registered in our next segment of the meeting. I'll have to check with the web team. But yeah, we can get you that number. And we can also address all the issues that, the couple of issues that happened so far. Thank you.
Yes, just to add that we have a functional mailbox that will steer through all these technical issues that we will then, in the email to be sent today, Katarina will mention this functional mailbox that will be the one replying in real time. So it might alleviate you, Kenneth, and also me and Katarina of somehow serving as the chain of command for these kind of issues. Yeah. Any other questions, colleagues, or we take a short break and reconvene in 15 minutes, yeah? Okay, see you soon, thank you. Dear colleagues, we are ready to reconvene whenever you are ready on your side as well. Yes, I see Vivi, I see Svenja now. Masha Peters, yes, so we're on. So without further delay, our chairman has joined us, so please, the floor is yours.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to welcome you to the parliamentary dimension of the Portuguese presidency of the Council. I would like to give my thanks to the German presidency and the Croatian presidency, because this year, 2020, will be a historic year for different reasons. The bad one is, of course, pandemic. The good one is the fantastic decisions the European institutions has done this year. Now we have the responsibility to execute the very good decisions we have done in 2020. We have been two fantastic presidencies, and this is for us a big responsibility, because the bar is very, very high. As you know, we have a large program. We have 13 or 15 different initiatives. It means one by every 2 weeks. But I am sure, with the big job you have done during this year, you are going to do it with some competence and enthusiasm, and in the coming year. I suppose you already know the guidelines of our program. We will have the Troika meeting on the 7th of January, the conference of the meeting of presidents and on the 11th January. You already know the subjects that we include in the agenda. In the plenary meeting in May, 30 May and 1st of June, we choose five different subjects. Of course, the priorities of the Portuguese presidency. Social Europe is one of the big priorities of the Portuguese presidency. The implementation of the recovery plan, the role of the national parliaments on the conference on the future of Europe, and as usual, a current issue that is not yet decided. I am an optimistic, and I hope we can organize the plenary meeting on the end of May physically, because we have hope that the control of the disease, I am convinced that the progress will be strong in the coming months. But if not, of course, we will continue to use the video conference system. And we will follow some good examples of the Croatian and the German presidency. We will try to organize some different meetings with different commissioners along the semester. Dear colleagues, I have not other special things to say, but just to say that I appreciate very much your competence, your dedication, and we count on you for a successfully Portuguese presidency. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, Sr. Presidente. Dear colleagues, as you know, we are quite informal in this approach, so if you have any comments or questions or thoughts that you'd like to share, I think our chairman is also available for that. So please, the floor is yours. Kenneth, the most experienced colleagues, the less experienced ones, please, the floor is yours.
Okay, I think I'll start then. Thank you, Bruno, and thank you, Chair, for hosting us, even if only virtually. It is a pity that we could not visit your beautiful country and your beautiful capital. I've always wanted to visit Lisbon myself, but each time something cropped up preventing me from doing so. There is even a Maltese-owned hotel there, and I have an invitation from one of the managers to spend a couple of nights there. So hopefully we will have the ability to meet for the plenary and enjoy the summer where they are. We have already had the pleasure to discuss things with your staff and had the opportunity to provide feedback on the documents, the agenda and the outline. So I will not take much of your time. I also have no doubt that you are quite familiar with the role you will be assuming, not least thanks to your experience as member of the Troika. Indeed, we can always learn from past experience, and in this regard, I look toward our German colleagues who will certainly have some valuable tips to share. From my end, I recall our own presidency, during which I was both the national representative and the COSAC secretariat member, and one of the biggest challenges for our chair was time management. Thankfully, he was well prepared for this and managed it quite well, both by signaling the time allotted for interventions before each session, which can change according to needs, and also by strictly adhering to it in a firm but polite manner. One thing I would like to ask you to stress during the meeting is actually the deadline for the biennial report, as my experience is that parliaments do not always respect this, and this puts a lot of pressure on the secretariat, which in the end reflects on the quality of the work. Therefore, I would kindly ask you to stress the importance of respecting the deadline during the procedural session of the chairperson's meeting. That's all for me for now. I wanted to keep it brief, and I did. So perhaps our German colleagues can share some lessons learned from their own experience. Thank you.
I don't see much about it. I may start. I would also like to thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us on behalf of the German Bundesrat. I can just state that we wish the Portuguese presidency best of success in the coming months, and that we support your plans. Despite all the challenges, all the difficulties the Portuguese presidency is still facing due to the pandemic, ambitions and also aspiration are not being lowered. Quite the contrary, the drafts look very, very good. Interesting structured, interesting topic. It's very structured, and we also like to stress that we appreciate that the Portuguese presidency continues some of our examples. For example, the informal meeting with the commissioners. I think that this formats are very useful, and we greatly appreciate that you would like to continue those. So I can just say we look forward to the Portuguese presidency, gladly support where we can, and again, best of luck.
Yeah,
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also from my side, Mascha Peters, I'm speaking for the German Bundestag here. And I have not much to add to what my colleague from the German Bundestag, Svenja Bucher-Fennig, just said, only that, of course, the German Bundestag will also be very happy to assist the colleagues in this endeavor the next 6 months. We have quite some experiences to share on this virtual format, but of course, we very, very much hope to be able to meet you in person in beautiful Lisbon in May. And this is definitely something to look forward to after these stressful times. And I know that my colleagues in at the German Bundestag in Berlin are also there to assist in all the questions that you may have. I know that they just met the Portuguese ambassador actually to introduce themselves and pass on the but also thank you very much for meeting with us today. And as I said, we're here to help wherever we can. Thank you very much.
Yes, maybe Vivi or Mascha would also like to take the floor.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you so much for taking the time to welcome us today virtually. I'm Paraskevi Havaki. I'm an official in the European Parliament. And I was there also since 2004, so you're a very well-known and famous person in the European from the European Parliament. We've seen you in action in the European Parliament. We've seen also a very ambitious program from the Portuguese presidency, the parliamentary dimension. And thank you for that, also for the European angle that you touched, and for being so inclusive, also including many speakers from the European Parliament, for example, in the plenary program. And just to keep it brief, would like also to convene how much we also welcome that your presidency will continue with meetings with the commissioners or other possibly stakeholders that have to say important things to the chairs. And if you have a few thoughts, very much welcome Commissioner Jourová. That's already planned for January. Understand that there is a next meeting, maybe thought with Commissioner Kyriakidou. If you have a few thoughts, would be appreciated. And thank you very much for your time again.
Yes, maybe just something short from my side. I would also like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for taking the time today to talk and meet with us, even if it's only virtually. I'm Mascha Cirk, and I come from the Slovenian Parliament. And from our side, I would also like to very much welcome the ambitious program you all have. Planned, and also all the diverse topics you will try to address during this time. And just would like to say that we are also looking forward to working with you all and maybe to work on any possibility to continue debates of our president.
Yes. Hello. Hello, I'm Tanja Babic. I'm the representative of the Croatian Parliament. And dear Mr. Chair, I would also like to thank you for speaking to us today, and I know how busy you are, and it's very much appreciated that you also addressed our little team. As you know, Croatia is leaving Troika at the end of the year, so we will not be part of the Troika from the next year during your presidency. But however, on behalf of my chair and all of our colleagues, we wish you all the success for the presidency. And of course, we are always, we remain at your disposal for any questions that you may have or any other assistance that you may wish to ask from us as one of the previous presidencies. So all the best to you, and we are looking forward to the big COSAC at the end of May in Lisbon.
Now the Portuguese members.
Thank you so much, colleagues, for all these questions, for being here with us. I don't know if about the question, I don't know if our chair will be saying something about this, but about the questionnaire, we will try to make it, like we said before, short and sweet, so that the COSAC Secretariat might have more easy work on this, let's hope. And let's hope to follow the calendar and have biannual reports on time for all the delegations have their time to analyze and to give us their perspectives. Bruno, I don't know if you have to...
Yes, just very quick words as well. To thank you all for the interventions. I think we are building a good working atmosphere. That was the purpose of this meeting. Of course, we will always, and referring specifically to Tania, we'll always count on your very good advice, even if you leave Troika. I take the opportunity also to congratulate Croatia for being the first member state to ratify the own resources decision this morning. And without further ado, I think our chair would like to say a final words. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you. Just to say to thank you to your kind words. It was a great pleasure for me to have the opportunity to meet you almost personally. I would like to ask to Masha and Svenja to convey to my colleagues of the Bundestag and Bundesrat my appreciation for the job they have done. And we note all the observations you did, and I am sure we have a very good time for a very good team for a very good presidency. Just the last word is to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay, colleagues. So we now can move on to the next part of our meeting. We are a bit ahead of schedule, which is good for a southern country. We will now give the floor to Maria Teresa and to João. They are the team coordinating, as I said in the beginning, we have an ad hoc structure which was established to steer the work of the presidency. But they are the experts in that, so I will give them the floor straight away. Thank you.
Good morning, all of you, colleagues, some of you which I know, so lovely colleagues. And, for those who I didn't meet personally, this was a very useful meeting, so at least I could memorize your faces and put some names to the faces, which is always very useful. From the part of the overall coordination, I just wanted you to understand a little bit how we are organized. So I'm working and my mandate is running through the cabinet of the Secretary General. And my mandate and my job is to coordinate the several departments, either they are the administrative and finance department or the protocol and the international relations department, as well as the IT department, the commissions, the parliamentary commission committee department. So there's a lot of, and of course the public procurement department is, some of you know exactly the heavy part of organization of the of organizing a presidency that these public procurement have. So this is actually our job in the cabinet of the Secretary General, to try that everyone does what they should do in time, so that the final product is nothing more than excellent. So our motto is, in my head and in our team, we have this EMA motto, which is experience, motivation, and ambition. So some of us have, so for me, for instance, it's my third presidency in the parliament. So we have a lot of experience in the house, which is something very, very important. We also have motivation among us, even the new colleagues. I would say they are even more motivated because it's their first time, and this is a new energy that also inspire us. So we try to inspire each other so that this adventure goes smoothly, and that either from work we also try to enjoy it. And of course, ambition. We want to be, although the context and of course this double planning is a heavy thing to do, but flexibility and adaptation has been our main words indeed. But it's important that we have an ambition. Either we talk about programs and themes to debate, and it is a political level. Of course, we try to make like a mirror from the priorities of the government, but we also want to have a parliamentary view of what's happening in Europe. So this is something that we are, it's on the table every day in our mission, and also ambition is as far as the organization is concerned. So we are trying to do the best of our VTC meetings, and we are also trying to predict to do the best if, and we hope so, we can welcome you in presence. And our most hope is indeed COSAC. That's why we put it in late May, beginning of June. And we hope that all this vaccine programming is going to be a success, so that their success will be our success in trying to implement presidential meetings. So today, of course, we would like to welcome you in the main the front door of the palace of our parliament. That would be our main desire. But we hope we can make it further on next year. Regarding COSAC chairpersons meeting, we would, you know, that we will have a test. We will have a test on the 5th of January for all the delegations. They may try the platform. We have chosen Interactio platform. It was a long process to choose this platform. So we had a lot of demonstrations with other platforms. And we finally, for a quite range of very defined criteria, we decided to go on Interactio. Mostly for two reasons, because our experience, and that was very important for us. Which would be the platform when MPs and staff would have more experience in working with? And familiarity is important when you deal with platforms and when you deal with meetings. So that was our main criteria. Usually you are comfortable with what you know already. And we didn't want to put some surprise that you don't have to add to the process, which is already difficult. So that's why we have chosen Interactio. We will do these tests on the 5th of June. On the 7th, as you know, we will have the Troika meeting. I would like to stress that all the meetings that will be organized by the Portuguese Parliament alone will be in GM time, so Greenwich Mean Time. So you know, Lisbon have the same hour of London. So this is important for you to have in mind. Of course, the ones we will have in a co-organization with EP, we will have the CMT. So the Troika meeting will happen on the 7th of January between your 11 and noon. And then we will have the chairpersons meeting at 11 of January. We are now, of course, making all the arrangements for these first 2 weeks of January to work smoothly. So we have already the contract with the platform. We are now next days we are printing our backdrops, our press points, all these things that you know we need. And I would say for the Cossack Shepperton meeting, that would be all. You know, you have already most of the documents at our website. Later, maybe today or during the weekend, we will upload some more documents. And there will be the place where you can find the ultimate information, either in Portuguese, in English, and in French. I would just ask you we are all looking and screening the website to see whether there's some mistake or something that is missing, but if you detect something and you want would like to be such a lovely colleagues to help us, just send us a feedback, and that would really help. I would ask my colleague João Coelho to take the floor now, and we will do a little bit, you know, like a TV news. we'll do the presentation between the two of us. Thank you.
Right. Good morning, everyone. Since we couldn't do this in person, we did our best to provide you with a glimpse of the different venues that we have planned for the conference meeting. So we prepared a presentation, so expect a lot of photographs, some videos, and some maps, and we even included a couple of virtual tours. We'll link them in the PowerPoint. My technical wizards tell me that I should give you one warning. There are still some issues trying to transmit videos through WebEx, so you might experience a bit of sound skipping or the occasional frame skipping also. But if you're in a wired connection, it should be okay. Apart from that, regarding the chairperson's venue, since it's going to be a video conference, we didn't really do much, but it's going to happen in this exact room, so if you have any questions as to how we are setting that up, please feel free to ask. And let's begin. Okay.
So for COSAC, unfortunately not for COSAC chairperson's meeting, but for COSAC, we do hope that this will be the reality, and we hope to put new photos in our next PowerPoint presentations regarding presidencies with the photos of 2020. So, colleagues and MPs will be transported, of course, from the hotels to the Parliament, and of course to the main venue of the meeting, and to the restaurants and to the cultural program. So, of course, this will be nothing new about it. Also, the accreditation process, we are organizing it, and we are thinking to being a little bit inspired by the meetings organized by the Council. We will give badges for the most of the members of the delegations, but we will have pins for the heads of delegations. So heads of delegation will have a pin for their jacket, and the rest of the members of the delegation and staff will have badges. So this is our plans regarding this part of the logistic. When you enter, if you see the accreditation, you have the doors behind, and when you get through those doors, which is the main door of the Parliament building, you will then enter into our exhibition. We are planning, and we are right now building it, an exhibition on the evolution of the European project, and a little bit a dialogue between this evolution of the European project and the evolution of the Portuguese social and political history. So as you know, we had this democratic revolution in the mid-70s, and so we tried to make the connection between how was our country before and afterwards, and how joining the EU was also a very important part of the path. So this is the layout of the exhibition. It doesn't tell you a lot, but we'll keep it as a surprise for you when you finally will be able to join us here. Apart from that, we are working on a virtual way of showing this exhibition. It will not be a virtual visit, but it will be a digital format of this exhibition that we will, of course, upload in our website so that you can have a little of a hint of what you will be able to see when you get here. Apart from this, we will always also make this interesting project with our library. We went to the library and we took all the books that our MPs wrote all over the years on EU affairs. So, and we will put these books also in an exhibition. This will be a part of the exhibition. And I think that also will be very interesting because they are very well organized in different times of history. And it's very clear the issues and the matters that most interested our members. And I think I would say that all members from all national parliaments can also feel some attachment to it, because I could imagine that in any national parliament, the issues that most motivated MPs were pretty much the same over the years. So for the Troika meeting, of course, as you already know, the COSAC meeting will not be held in the parliament because, of course, there is no space in this magnificent palace to do this. But the Troika meeting, yes, it will be held in our Senate room. As you know, we do not have a Senate anymore, but we used to have before the Republic. So we use this room, which is a really, really nice room, to do the Troika meeting. You have a photo on your left up side, which is a photo from the Troika meeting back in 2007. So this was the layout, the setup we organized back then, and we think it will be more or less the same next year. So just for you to have an idea.
All right, I'll just add that we've included here a link to the virtual visits to the palace here. So if you want to check out the room, you can do so. Moving on. So this will be our venue for the conference. Our goal was to find a building that was close to the city center, and we also wanted something that had a bit of character to it. We definitely wanted to avoid your standard convention center when looking at locations. This was our choice. It's called the Carlos Lopes Pavilion, and I believe we have a short clip. So video one, please, and let's see if we can get this to work. So hopefully you were able to see that without any major hiccups. Just to give you a bit of history, the structure was originally built in Brazil, so not in Portugal, in 1922, as Portugal's pavilion for a World Fair exhibition that was held in Rio de Janeiro on the same year. It was then dismantled, transported, and rebuilt here in Lisbon, and has served many different roles over the years. Two quick notes. In 1984, it was renamed Carlos Lopes Pavilion in honor of a former long-distance runner and Portugal's first-ever triple Olympic gold medalist. And in 2017, it underwent an extensive renovation that brought the facilities up to date with all the current standards, but still retained the 1920s architecture and craftsmanship. So, as to its location, the venue is situated inside this beautiful sprawling park called Eduardo VII, right in the heart of central Lisbon. This is a 62-acre, 25-hectare expanse, but it's still the biggest park in central Lisbon. I just included here a Google Maps view just to show you the distances. It is within, obviously, it's within walking distance of plenty of shops and hotels, and around a 10-minute drive from the Portuguese Parliament. Most of the hotels that we have pre-selected for the conferences are located close by. So the blue square, the blue circle would be the venue. The red diamond would be the location where the suggested hotels are located. And the green triangle would be the Portuguese Parliament. This for us was important because we wanted to make sure that transfer times were short. Don't want delegates more than 10 minutes inside a bus. Okay, about the venue. So we're looking at a main hall with 2,000 square meters, two foyers where the lunch and the buffet area will be located, and two rooms dedicated to the political group meetings. We do have some photographs. So this would be the main hall. Obviously, this configuration is just an example. If COVID restrictions are still in place, we will adjust the disposition of the room accordingly. These are the two rooms reserved for the political meeting groups. And this is where the coffee break and lunch areas will take place. So June is usually a very warm month with hardly any rain. So we plan on opening these glass doors that you can see on the first, on the photos on the left. And hopefully delegates can enjoy their meal outside if the weather is okay. I would suggest that we maybe do a stop here and see if there are any questions regarding the venues.
Okay, yes. I was looking at my screen and seeing some overwhelmed faces looking forward to come to Lisbon. So I hope it matches. So I now ask colleagues if you have any questions on what was presented so far. Please do.
May I?
Yeah, Kenneth, go ahead.
So, first of all, thank you. This is extremely interesting. I mean, even though it's just a virtual visit, we are getting all the information quite well thanks to these slides. I've seen the Troika arrangement. I'm guessing also seeing these arrangements for COVID. Is a stark reminder of the reality we are living in. I mean, it really gives us time to think about it. Usually, the first time we are seeing this kind of visit, people arranging everything to ensure social distancing and whatnot. In the case of the Troika, I assume that if there are still the COVID restrictions in place, this would be taken into consideration because it was quite tight. Also, I do like the format. It's a round table and with everyone on the same level, which is what we usually do during Troika meetings. However, please make sure to have us, the secretary, to have space for us as well. And the same goes for the plenary meeting. So I don't know whether you intend to have us seated somewhere along the panel or with the rest of the participants, but the point is not to forget us, obviously, to ensure that we have space. With regard to the venue itself, it looks very good. As you said, you will take into consideration any COVID restrictions, so that's not something that you need to be reminded of, it seems. And I really look forward to actually have this happen because it looks that you have everything in order, and I also like the fact that everything is within, according to the map, is within reach of each other. So you have the venue, the parliament itself, and also the hotels within the same sort of area, which is what is usually done. And so far, it looks extremely good. Thank you.
Yes. Anyone else? No? Okay, so you can move on, John. Thanks.
Okay. Kenneth, thank you for your for sharing with us your thoughts and first reactions and your concerns. Regarding COVID rules, yes, of course, we have these clean and safe standards pretty much ongoing already in the Parliament. And so everything will be on these standards. Regarding space for you, you are the core of this organization. So we are, as you know, Portuguese colleagues are inclusive, and we will include you all the time. And of course, there's no way that we will forget you. That just doesn't exist, okay? So be aware that we will be very much welcome and in the center of the action.
We'll proceed with the presentation, and Teresa will tell us a bit about our first dinner venue.
Yes, this is a building that was built on the late 20s of the 18th century. It is on the core of the Belém Dique Street, which is, you know, the most well-known in terms of tourism, the most well-known district in Lisbon. It's close by the river, and it has a lot of monuments and museums all around. And this has a particular interest because in 1905, our last queen, Dona Amelia, decided to use this building, which was a building that was the former royal stables, so where the horses were trained, the royal royal horses, let's say, and she, this our last queen, she figured out in 1905 that cars, you know, our cars, would make obsolete the coaches. So she had this perception and she started to collect, you know, these old wooden magnificent coaches, and you will have this collection there. Now we have a new, totally brand new museum of coaches, but one of the most valuable items are still in this building, and they were now this building is a venue to welcome official and formal dinners, and I will invite you to see a little movie that we have here for you.
Olá, hoje estamos no Museu Nacional dos Coaches, um ícone da memória portuguesa. Atualmente, o Museu Nacional dos Coaches divide-se entre o Picadeiro Real e o novo e moderno edifício inaugurado em 2015, ambos situados em Belém, Lisboa. Neste vídeo, contaremos a história do Picadeiro Real e mostraremos as belíssimas carruagens que aqui estão expostas. Tudo começou em 1726, quando o rei Dom João V construiu o Picadeiro Real com a assinatura do arquiteto italiano Giacomo Azzolini. Em 23 de maio de 1905, foi inaugurado pela Rainha Amélia de Orleans e Bragança, neste mesmo lugar, o Museu dos Coaches Reais. O primeiro no mundo dedicado aos transportes da época. Com o fim da monarquia portuguesa em 1910, diversas viaturas e coaches da família real passaram a fazer parte do acervo. Chamado de Museu Nacional dos Coaches desde 1911, aqui é possível ver o excelente trabalho de proteção e divulgação deste patrimônio nacional. Ele é considerado um dos melhores no mundo na sua especialidade. Embora muitos destes veículos tenham sido encomendados à França e à Itália, Portugal é o país que possui mais coaches e berlindas. Os coaches são carruagens antigas, usadas em certas solenidades. A riqueza das peças faz nossos olhos brilharem. As viaturas de gala, datadas dos séculos XVII, XVIII e XIX, eram ricamente decoradas com desenhos em ouro, bancos luxuosos de veludos e brasões da família real portuguesa. Um dos coaches mais procurados pelos brasileiros que aqui visitam é o da Dona Carlota Joaquina, mãe de Dom Pedro I. O seu tejadilho é revestido com couro preto e as suas portinholas apresentam escudo duplo com as armas de... Okay.
So I think you could have a slightly view of the inside. But apart from the coaches, one of the most interesting aspects of the building is the ceiling, because in the ceiling you see some wonderful frescoes and a lot of painting, which gives the room a really nice atmosphere. And for concerts, usually our fado singers, they use the balconies to make a performance, and it's usually very, very interesting to watch. We will show you a little bit, so you see this setup of dinner tables. We have also this one. And we, of course, depending on the number of participants, we will then study the final setup. So this is not, we have a lot of, well, some ideas, as you may see, but the final design will be done afterwards, as you may understand. So it's a pleasant atmosphere, and it's a little bit of also of our history, and it's placed in a very nice district. When the dinner is over, you can also have a really nice walking a walk in the district. So,
all right, so no. We'll move no. on to the second location. We chose a restaurant called Sud. The restaurant itself is actually comprised of two distinct buildings located right on the riverfront, and I do mean on top of the riverfront. I will let the marketing guys from Sud describe the location to you, and this is a direct quote. Two venues of strong personality united in perfect coexistence with the Tagus River and its ability to create amazing sceneries where every view and every moment is unique. So that's poetry right there. We do have a couple of videos, so about two or three videos, and we'll try to show you now.
On giving, what is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it. The bar, and I come.
Okay, so it's a beautiful venue, very modern, very trendy. It has three floors, and the hall can accommodate around 450 people sitting down for dinner. There's also a rooftop bar and a few other lounges. Actually, apart from the main hall, we plan to rent one of the rooftop bars for the evening, so delegates can have a drink. By the way, delegates and staff can have a drink after dinner if they wish to. Right. If you're interested, you can try the virtual tour. That's also linked in the PowerPoint. It's actually a pretty good one. If you have any questions, or perhaps we can move on. Right, should move on. Okay.
Okay. So you know that you have to do. You have to schedule some holidays to spend in Lisbon after COSAC. I think that's for sure. during the dinners, we are planning to have, of course, a cultural moment. We will invite either Ana Moura or Mariana Bobon. We will still decide. And you will have a really, really nice evening with these fado singers. Of course, we could not escape fado because we think that this is what you expect from us, and we have really, really good fado singers from this, we call it the new generation, and they have a new approach to fado, and it's really something, an experience, a new experience that we are willing to offer you. Apart from that, we are also planning to welcome you in our Museum of Ancient Art. It's in Brussels. It would be the Beaux-Arts Museum. And this building has the collection. It's not a collection of private items, but it is a collection of the main art items from our kings and queens. So it's institutional. A collection, but from our royal times. So it comes from the Middle Ages until the 9th century. And it shows over 80,000 pieces of art, mainly paintings, but also sculptures and a lot of items for decorative art. What else to tell you about this museum? It's considered the Museum of the Portuguese Identity, so that's why we have chosen this one to show you. We will, of course, organize a tailor-made visit just for you, in English and French and Portuguese. And the museum, it's also located in the very fancy place in Lisbon, nearby the river. So, and it has a really nice garden. And I would say that's it. Of course, it has from these 80,000 pieces of arts, some really nice ones like the St. Vincent panels or the Bosch St. Anthony Temptation, a magnificent or terrible painting on hell, which is from an unknown author, but it describes the world outside Europe. So for us here in the room, and for you, I would say it has a special meaning because it's interesting that a painter paints hell as a synonymous of the world out of Europe. And I would say that this would be the things to tell you. Of course, you will also find in there a lot of dialogue between Portugal and the world. Of course, you will have art from Africa, from the Far East, of course, the ocean, and of course, also from Europe. So I think it would be a really interesting program and a lovely evening that you will spend with us. So our website, I imagine and I hope that this is not a surprise for you, that you've already navigated through it. It has, well, it's for now just a very useful, we hope, website. We planned after January, from January on, to have some surprises and to have a more dynamic approach to the site, but till Germany is in charge, we will just add the main contents that we really need to have by now. I would think that that would be all.
Right, so we can finish. I just had a note to tell Kenneth that we have about 120 registrations so far. And I believe there was a slight issue with the confirmation emails, but it's been sorted by now. And yes, I'll give the floor to Bruno, see if there are any questions.
Yes, colleagues, I don't know if you have any further questions. I think most of it was addressed, but I see Kenneth moving, so go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
I know your body language by now.
Nicely done, and I must say we will be quite disappointed if we can't make it in May, so let's keep our fingers crossed. We can also perhaps show that painting to our UK colleagues, and perhaps we may stop Brexit if they realize that hell is indeed outside of European Union, not just outside of Europe. Just three very quick things. Firstly, because perhaps I wasn't very clear earlier, what I meant is that we need to be somewhere located where we can have we should have a visible screen in front of us for the list of speakers. So while we are taking minutes, it's very helpful for us to have a screen in front of us. Wherever you put us, we need to have some visibility toward the screen with the list of speakers. With the video conference, it's not a problem because we have the name usually listed on top or somewhere. But in a physical meeting, during a physical meeting, we would really appreciate to have the list, you know, and who is speaking. It helps with our taking the minutes. Another thing, just to remind you that when you have the family photo, usually most presidencies choose to have this in front of some COSAC banner. I don't know whether you have arranged to have something like this, you know, with the presidency logo and COSAC 2021, whatever you want to. However you want to design it, but usually there is this banner as background and as a backdrop to the family photo. And one last thing, because again, this is logistics. I've seen it time and time again, and it's extremely annoying, to be honest. Could you please ensure that to speak to the hotels and ensure that they are properly staffed during the last day of the conference? Because usually in the morning, it's so chaotic, and it also eats up from the actual time of the conference because everyone is late. There's usually a huge queue. Everyone is checking out at the same time. Many times the hotels are really understaffed on the last day, and it's really something to ensure that the hotels are properly, the reception desk is properly staffed on the morning of the last day. That's it from my end, and thank you for this very interesting meeting and presentation.
Please go ahead, Jerome.
Sure, we are preparing. Hello, Kenneth. We are preparing a backdrop. it's currently in production. We are afraid we couldn't show you today, but yeah, it's being taken care of. And yes, we will be sure to take into consideration the timing of the checkouts, a lot to the checkouts in the hotels. Perhaps we could have someone that could facilitate the process there and make sure there are no delays in starting the meeting. Regarding the location and the availability of a screen, we'll be sure to take care of that. Don't worry. I don't know if there are any more questions or if Teresa wants to.
You know, in our previous presidency, we did some best practices that we will follow this time, and one of the best practices that was identified was a family photo from the staff as well. So we organized not just a family photo from the delegation, the MP delegations, we organized as well a family photo from all the staff of national parliaments and the European Parliament. So, and this was very enjoyable and very appreciated from our colleagues, and we will keep this good practice next year as well.
Okay. Even me will be disappointed if the meeting is virtual. So yes, let's then, if there are no further questions on this part of the program, thank you very much to Teresa and João. I think this was very insightful, and it makes everybody even more looking forward to the presidency. We now come back to the final part of our program, the internal meeting of the COSA Secretariat. I would like just to say a couple of things. First, on the dialogues with commissioners.
Bruno.
We have already sent around an email about the meeting with Vice President Jourová on the 28th, right? 28th of January, yes. And last week, we got the confirmation, last week or this week, it's Friday today, sorry, I'm a bit lost. This week, we got a confirmation from Commissioner Kyriakides. I have announced that at the Monday morning meeting to which Vivi unfortunately does not attend. So here it goes. It's on the 8th of February in the morning. A special word to Vivi, apologizing in advance because it's a Strasbourg week, it's a Monday, but this was more or less a take it or leave it slot. And being that the issue is relevant for virtually everybody, we try to put it in the morning at 10:15 so that it gives time for, if Strasbourg happens, of course, like we all look forward to, if Strasbourg happens, gives time, it's a 1 hour slot to travel to Strasbourg afterwards. We are also waiting for confirmations from other commissioners that we have approached, but we will come back to that as soon as we have more concrete details on the acceptance of the invitations. Then on in going into the nitty-gritty of our work on the letters, we had a constructive exchange of emails between us. As you know, we have received two requests so far. We have received a request from Switzerland and another one from Norway. We have drafted two letters of reply that our chair signed 10 minutes ago that we will send round, that we'll send to the addressees, of course, and that we will include of the pack in the package of information to be distributed today. And please rest assured that there is, from our view, sufficient explanation in the letters about the rule, the rules of procedure, about the COSAC practice, and also the concerns of all the members of Troika who have expressed those concerns. And now about the detail of the documents and the circulation of them, I will give the floor to Katarina. Thank you.
Hi again, everyone. So on the documents, we are planning on sending them to Kenneth during the afternoon, and then they will be released today to delegations. We are trying to accommodate all your suggestions and comments. So we will have slightly different things on the outline, but nothing major, nothing substantial, and on the program for the COSAC plenary meeting as well. On the email, you will receive as well information on the test run, and of course an email for general questions if you want to use it from now on, just for the COSAC meeting. And I guess I believe that's all. Yeah, thank you.
So now, colleagues, the floor is yours. If you want to clarify any aspect, raise any questions. I mean, it goes without saying that both me and Katarina will be available throughout this period. So I will stay in Brussels myself. Katarina as well. So we'll be always reachable. If there are any questions, please forward, call. You have all our contacts, and we'll begin working again on the 4th physically on the 4th of January. So now the floor is yours if you have any questions. Yes, Masha.
Yeah, thank you, Bruno. Thank you very much also for this very, very impressive presentation of the venues. It was very helpful, and I will make sure to at least try to convey this impression to the colleagues in Berlin. So thank you very much for this. I know that our chair will be very interested in the visit to the Museo Nacional de Arte, and I didn't find it in the program. Maybe I overlooked it. I was just wondering if there's already a time slot foreseen for this.
You said transport.
I'm sorry?
We didn't get what you said. If transport was arranged, that was the question.
No, for the time slot for the museum visit. If it's already foreseen, or because I didn't see it in the program yet. Maybe I overlooked it. But can you hear me?
Yeah, Katrina will reply. Are you finished? No.
Well, I'm not finished yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Another thing that just occurred to me, it's not really a question, maybe just a heads up to you. We received an advance to the of the virtual COSAC request by two political groups. Of course, they convened only virtually. In your case, it's hopefully going to be physically. And so it's great to have these two rooms. I remember, though, that on other occasions there were more rooms, but they look quite big, and it might be possible to divide them somehow. That's what we experienced lastly. And then two minor things about the informal exchange with Commissioner Kyriakides. Is it GMT or CET? Because we are already penciling this in for our chairman. And lastly, I did not receive a registration email, just to let you know. I hope my registration went through. Thanks.
Okay, so on the program and the visits, we already have on the program the predicted dinners, but not the visits. We are still working on the length of the visits and see how we can manage to include it in the program, but probably it will be before the dinners. But the program is going now for the topics, the speakers, and then we'll get back to you closer to the meeting. And of course, we are hoping it will be a physical one, but we still don't know. So that information will follow in due time. I don't know if anyone has to. And about the GMT. Yeah, I think on the program we have circulated all the time specifications refers to GMT, so Lisbon time.
No, I meant the Kyriakides.
Georgia, we will have to add 1 hour.
Yeah, no, that I saw. It's about the informal exchange. I'm sorry.
You referred to Commissioner Kyriakides. Yeah, if the meeting is in Brussels, it's always Brussels time. So it's 10:15. There's no question there. Yeah. Yes. So, any further questions?
Yes.
Vivi, I see you have this worried look.
Yeah. All right. Hey, can you hear me?
Svenja, yes. We can hear you, but we cannot see you. It's one of those cliches of these meetings. But go ahead. Yes, we can hear you. Svenja, now we can see you, yes, but we can't hear you. Now we can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for the inconvenience caused. First of all, thank you for the beautiful virtual visit we just experienced. I couldn't see the first speakers, but at least I could see the venues from the first evening, and I can just say I think it seems to be a great mix of historic and modern buildings that you choose for the evening venues. And it is also important that the participants have the opportunity to get up after the dinner and talk to other participants that were not seated next to them after such a long time that the delegates couldn't see each other. I think that's also very important. But I think with the places you choose, it is very good possible, and we got a good impression how the COSAC will go. And I have two further remarks. One is on the platform, and one on taking the floor. So a note about the platform. I think your approach that you mentioned in the very beginning is a very good one. It is very important that participants choose a platform that the participants already know. I can state that from our experience that it is very helpful, and Interactio also offers a good possibility for interpretation. A remark, however, from the experience, we can say that it is also important to many colleagues that they themselves are in the meeting and can not only participate as guests without chat function. So I think it's important that also the staff level can at least contact via chat with the staff level in Lisbon. We have also dealt with this and gladly support you there with our experience. And another remark on taking the floor. We already registered our chair, Mr. Wolf, and I was wondering if there are any restrictions. For example, that per session only one chamber, if there is a two chamber system, only one chamber should speak. If there's any restrictions because of the limited time that we always have in virtual meetings. So once again, thank you a lot. It looks all very great, and we are looking forward to your presidency.
Yes, I will, before giving the floor to João and to Teresa to reply on the technicalities, I will start by the very last part. First, and also addressing one of the remarks that Tanya made, we will strive as much as possible to provide lists of participants, of speakers, of registered speakers in advance, so that people know when will they speak, etc. Of course, always leaving room of maneuver for the presidency to take the final decisions on organizing this list according to several criteria. Svenja, you mentioned one or two chambers if they want to take the floor in the same panel. There are also geographical criteria, also gender criteria, political balance, etc. So there's a lot of criteria in setting up these lists, that unwritten criteria, of course, that we will try to accommodate and give the floor in a balanced way to everybody, MEPs, MPs, etc. So now, João, I think you'll add something on the technicalities and the contacts.
Right, just getting back to Masha, I'll check on the registration. I can't do it right now, but I'll send you an email confirming that. And Kenneth, I just saw your email. I'm also going to see what's up with the website timing out. Regarding these last two questions, we do plan on having technical support both by phone and by WhatsApp. So any issues, the numbers will constantly be introduced into the chat channel. So any issues that MPs, the delegates can have, they can contact our technical support line. If I understood the question correctly, we might be, the idea was for staff to log in with the viewer profile, so not as a participant, but also have access to the chat. Is that correct? Was that the idea? Okay, so we can do that. I'll look into it, but I believe there's no issue granting chat access to the staff. Oh, perfect.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, colleagues?
Can I just ask something?
Yes.
Yes, thank you for this presentation. I also really, really hope we can make it to Lisbon. But regarding that, I was just wondering if you maybe have an idea when are you going to decide if it's going to take in physical shape or if it's going to be virtual?
We decided that we will decide in 2 months prior to the meeting. That's our planning.
Vivi. Yes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. No, it was to say that we also had during the German virtual COSAC these issues with our vice president taking the floor. So it was actually extremely helpful to have the chat access and communicate to the technical staff. I think it should be considered and addressed, and also have direct contact if possible, like to have like this line. But I think that's what you implied that you will do, provide, and both phone and WhatsApp. That's excellent. And then just a question: you might plan to come back, but for the Troika meeting, are the invitations coming directly to the participants or? You send to us and then we forward. And in general, also me as Masa, I have not received a confirmation email. I did have a confirmation for registration, like on the website, but not an email as far as I remember. And I think my colleagues as well.
Sorry, I lost you there. So you mean the registration for the Troika?
No, sorry. I mean the registration
for the chairpersons.
Yes, for
yeah,
the
because
Troika.
For the Troika, it was by yeah, email.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will produce a list of participants soon, and we will check if everybody is there. We are still fine-tuning that internal procedure. João has something to say.
Yes, I just want to make sure we had a problem with the confirmation emails being sent out. But if you reach the end of the registration process, you should there should be no issue. You should have your registration. But I'll make sure to double check for everyone in this meeting and give that information to Bruno, and he will then forward to everyone else. I just had a quick note regarding technical support. We are appealing to everyone, when possible, to use WhatsApp because that allows us to send screenshots and provide a more detailed support instead of the usual phone conversation. So if delegates can use or if staff can use WhatsApp to try and sort any technical difficulties, it would be advantageous for everyone. Thank you.
And with regard to the link in the email, Kenny today will send for the tests. That's clear. Then closer to the date, you'll receive the link to access the platform for the chairperson, for Troika and for chairperson's meeting, which is the same link for all participants, so they won't receive an individualized link for them. So, but if there's any doubt, you can always contact us. On the chat, there's one kind cooperation that we will request not only to Troika members out of solidarity, but also for all delegations, which is to keep some etiquette in using the chat, because the chat, I mean, we participated in more than 20 meetings so far, and it sometimes becomes like a social media with a life of its own. With members saying this was the worst meeting ever, I couldn't take the floor, etc., etc. So that's something that we would like to avoid because, I mean, the German presidency and the Croat presidency and the EP, they know how much work is put into this. And it's a bit disappointing if one member or two were not able to have the floor, to see that on screen, and everybody sees that on screen on the chat. That's the one thing that we want to avoid. Yeah, thank you. Any further questions from anybody? No? Okay, so we are... No, so we are finishing ahead of time, so that's a good sign. So on my behalf, I think my colleagues will also want to say something. Thank you very much. I think this was a very useful meeting, not only to put names to faces, but also to get to know each other in this more good, positive working atmosphere. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas with you and your families in health. And again, I stress that not that we are workaholic, but if you need something during the holidays, don't hesitate to contact us. Okay? Thank you. Elodie.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Lisbon, probably in June. Thank you.
Well, we would invite you to become part of our team and to help us in a constructive way to have a good output. And please give all the support you may give to our colleagues in Brussels. And we are here in the capital, and our colleagues from the European Affairs Committees and all the team involved to support you and to answer the questions and some kind of other ideas you could have. Please tell us, and we will sort it out together in a constructive way. Thank you.
I'll just add, Kenneth, I'm very sure that next year will be the year that you'll visit Lisbon, so you'll be very welcome.
Okay, thank you all once again for finding the time to be here with us today. I hope this meeting was useful for everybody. And I hope you had the chance to do the virtual tour that we send you, a virtual tour to our parliament, since you're not here today, unfortunately. So it's kind of some flavor of what we have here at our parliament. You have seen the venues, you have seen all the activities we have prepared for the hopefully physical meeting in May and June. Thank you once again for all the support, all the inputs that you send us, and have a Merry Christmas and see you next year. Thank you.
Now the floor is yours if you want to say something or sing some Christmas carols.
Okay, I'll start. I just say thank you very much. It was extremely useful, practical also. Very much want to come to Lisbon next year. And I mean, I was very convinced the team here in Brussels, Bruna and Katarina, they're excellent. But now I know that all the team is excellent. So thank you very much and have very good holidays. I hope you relax also a bit because you have a difficult 6 months to come.
Yes, if I might add, I can just support what Vivi said. Thank you all very much. It was very, very interesting, very helpful. It was great to see you all being very motivated, ambitious, and having a good plan for your presidency. Yeah, once again, best of luck. We are at your disposal. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you.
Exactly, and now we finally will let you have your lunch because it's about time. So thank you very much and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, also, also thank you from my side for everything and wish you all happy holidays.
Hvala lipa. So take good care of yourselves. Tanya, yes?
Well, just to say you thank you all once again and happy holidays. And I'm looking forward to continuing our excellent cooperation And special thanks to Bruno and Katarina, who were excellent colleagues, also the others. And well, best of luck, and well, see you next year. We are continuing our work.
Okay, Kenneth, you want to say something?
I have to thank everyone as well, right? And wish everyone happy Christmas. I just want us to get on with this. I'm sure that everyone wishes everyone else happy Christmas. So that's it from my end.
Excellent. Have a good lunch, have a great weekend, and happy holidays. Thank you.